Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Turn it up. Coming to you from Maplewood, New Jersey.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. Doing this episode solo. John is not here today. And we're going to talk about Vinnie Vincent in a while. A little Vinnie Vincent update, if you will. One of the most mysterious men or women, woman in rock, depending on who you believe. But anyways, we will get to that in a bit. Right now, this is the new Jeff Scott Soto. It's live. The song Soul Divine off of Live at Firefest 5.
You ready to rock and roll? You're my mind so clear. I never let you get. Finally cross your a path someday. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm dying in my soul divine.
I'm mysterious.
I didn't know what I had until you
went away.
Well, in my soul divine,
I crossed every line.
When I see my dog is a day, yeah. One time. I'm left regretting.
You're not forgetting,
oh, 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 oh.
was Jeff Scott Soto with Soul Divine, the live version of that song. Check out Jeff online at jeffscottsoto.com and support him. Go buy that track off, again, the new live record by Jeff Scott Soto. Wanted to hype our good friends over at Anti Music. This is a place I go every day to get my music news, not just heavy metal news. They cover all sorts of music, and it's a great place to check in with every morning for your music news updates. And they actually support a lot of things I do, including Talking Metal, which is what you guys are listening to right now. So again, check out Anti Music. Tony Kuzminski and Kevin over there do a great job with that website, antimusic.com. Let's get into some more music. This is Can't Stand the Night by Accept.
Yeah.
Some classic Accept here on Talking Metal. That goes way back to 1981 off the third Accept record, Breaker. Good stuff. You gotta love Accept. And one of the best metal bands out there, still rocking today. And we're going to actually talk a little bit about Accept on an upcoming episode of the Mark Striegel Show. I think episode 13. So if you don't subscribe to my solo podcast, go to iTunes, search Mark Striegel, the last name is spelled S-T-R-I-G-L, and subscribe. Would love to have you join me on that show. I also have a website where I have that podcast called markstriegelradio.com, and there's two streams up there, great sounding internet radio streams, and check me out there too, markstriegelradio.com. Our good friend Dan Lorenzo is back on stage with Hades March 26th at Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey. Alan Tecchio, Dan Lorenzo, the great thrash metal legends Hades will be reuniting once again for, oh, they usually do a couple shows a year, usually just one or two in the States, though. So it'll probably be the only time you'll catch them here in the States this year. At least that's what I'm guessing. March 26th at Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey. Ross the Boss from Manowar will join them on stage for at least one song. So that sounds like fun. I hope to be there, although I'm not 100% sure at this point. But going to try my best. Black Sabbath, the first heavy metal band, without question, is back. Definitive, the first definitive heavy metal band, I would say, is hopefully back, I should say. With Ozzy, Tony Geezer, Bill Ward. They're talking about one final tour, or at least another tour. I would guess it would be their final tour. And get this, possibly even a new album. So Geezer and Tony, of course, last working with Ronnie James Dio in Heaven and Hell, now talking about working with Ozzy again. So that could be exciting news. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And the Vinnie Vincent news that I promised you, not really too much news at all, but such crazy rumors have been going around about Vinnie Vincent and his sexuality, his lawsuits, his just, you know, not even his sexuality, just what sex is the man? Is he now a woman? I don't think so, because he has a new guitar coming out. And I had an email here from a friend who is actually friends with a guy in All American Rejects, which is a band, not a metal band, but you guys may have heard of him. And I think that's Ethan is his name. So my friend is friends with Ethan from All American Rejects. And this news comes from him. A few weeks ago, he was out at NAMM. And he, of course, there's this new Vinnie Vincent guitar out, which is, I'm sure, going to be the most popular guitar since the Les Paul. Kidding. And he stopped by the Vinnie Vincent booth, where they have this, of course, Vinnie was not there, but they had this Vinnie Vincent guitar. And here is what Ethan from All American Rejects tells my friend Eric, supposedly. At least, is, you know, this is a, he said this and then gets passed on and passed on. But anyways, talk to Vinny's wife at the booth. Wow, so Vinny has a wife. Kind of a homely older broad. Apparently, he is working on a new record but has no plans on releasing it yet. Got you a card from the booth. That's all they had. So anyways, apparently Vinnie Vincent's wife working the booth at NAMM. We know Vinnie Vincent's ex-wife was murdered, I think, back in the 90s. And I believe he had twin daughters with that woman. So interesting news about ex-Kiss guitar player Vinnie Vincent. He is obviously, or he is supposedly married and has a new signature model guitar coming out. Guys, we're going to get into a little Vinnie Vincent right now on Talking Metal. First, I want to remind you, the Talking Metal forums. I'm there every day, checking in with my friends, Exciter, Shotaholic, Z-Man, Marzeri, Chief Beck. A lot of great people hanging out in the forums. I know I'm skipping a lot of you guys right now, but we'll give you all shout-outs soon enough. Anyways, go to TalkingMetalForums.com, register. The secret password is Metal Mike. That's all one word, lowercase letters. Our friend from the Halford band, Metal Mike. And support what we do on Talking Metal by buying a Talking Metal t-shirt. You can do that by going to TalkingMetal.com in the store section. This is Animal by Vinnie Vincent.